Wilkinson & Company, LLP, have been supporting and empowering small businesses for over 60 years. Your partners in business, no matter what your business. Wilkinson Chartered Professional Accountants are here to lend a helping hand. Because at Wilkinson, they believe local businesses are the heartbeat of the county. And they want to keep that heartbeat going strong. Find out more about what Wilkinson is doing to support county businesses. Visit wilkinson.net.
Prince Edward County, then and now.
Prince Edward County sailors have long been aware that there's something very strange about the waters that lie off of the eastern shores of Prince Edward County. It is an area that has been called the graveyard of Lake Ontario because so many shipwrecks have happened here. It's a place where sudden storms blow out of nowhere, where shoals and sandbars lie in wait for the unwary sailor. Strangest of all, where you can never count on your compass because the readings may not hold true. All the old stories tell of ships that have foundered without warning, vessels that have disappeared, crews that have gone missing, never to be seen again. It's the vortex, the Marysburg vortex. The effects of the vortex have been explained in many ways. Some blame weather, submerged reefs, or shifting cargo. Others posit another dimension or UFOs. A recent scientific report suggests an Ordovician age meteorite impact roughly 445 million years ago. Modern stories have only added to the mystery. The vortex has been likened to the Bermuda Triangle because of the number of bizarre events that continue to occur. People tell of seeing strange lights in the night, of flying objects that to this day have remained unidentified. Even some tales of alien abduction, which, when you think of it, could explain a lot about some people. The vortex continues to exert its malevolent force on those of us who live on its cusp. Whenever a sock goes missing from a dryer or a check goes missing in the mail, we all know it's the vortex at work. Whether it's lost time, lost love, or lost marbles, if you live in Prince Edward County, there's no getting away from the eerie influence of the Marysburg vortex.
Then and Now is produced by 99.3 County FM, connecting the county.
And welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the County Grapevine. My name is Gage Broderick, and of course I'm joined by Suzanne O'Connor. And I believe right now we're joined by Mr. Duarte da Silva. So, Suzanne, over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gage. All right. So there is so much that we could be talking about with Duarte. So actually, we're going to do a series with this gentleman. It's going to be quarterly here on the Tuesday edition of the County Grapevine. Because not only is he working on all sorts of different projects, but also obviously things evolve throughout any year as well. That the perspectives can evolve as well. So Duarte da Silva, CEO, Chamber of Commerce, thanks for coming down.
Suzanne, thank you very much for having me. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you. All right. So how long have you been in the role as CEO of Chamber of Commerce?
I thankfully stepped into the CEO role in February of 2024 during the transition. And it was made official on, I think it was April 8th at our AGM that year. So I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary. I'd like to think that in that time, I've sort of built a strong relationship with our members, community partners, and my chamber board.
Wonderful. Since you stepped into the role as CEO 2 years ago, what has your vision been for the chamber? And it has that vision evolved in any way?
Absolutely. From day one, I think my vision has been to ensure that the chamber is, most importantly, practical, responsive, and accessible. Not just from an advocacy perspective, which we do a lot of, but being a true partner to the businesses in Prince Edward County, that vision has evolved to place even greater emphasis on things like the four-season economy, workforce development, economic resilience, and Big Ten collaboration. So bringing more people into the fold, especially given the economic pressures our businesses are facing.
Right. Okay. What is the total membership numbers of the chamber?
So we are currently at about 265 businesses, organizations, and professionals services across Prince Edward County. That makes us one of the, a small chamber, especially compared to our counterparts in the Bay of Quinte. But that spans retail, tourism, agriculture, trades, professional services, not-for-profits, and the creative sector. So we still have some room to grow. But it's important that it's not just the number, but that diversity of small businesses that we serve.
Okay. I'm wondering if you've noticed any trends. What have chamber members expressed maybe to you as their biggest concerns right now and moving into this new year?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's very similar to 2025. And I think the biggest themes we hear consistently are labor shortages and workforce retention, housing availability and especially affordability, rising operating costs, and especially lack of access to capital. There's also, of course, you know, economic uncertainty and consumer confidence. I'm not sure if you noticed, but there's a lot of things going on around the world that impact that. But, you know, we really want to focus on making sure our businesses are focused on stability, helping them to plan, invest, and grow responsibly in a, especially in an unpredictable environment.
So let's talk about some of these issues, actually. Mm-hmm. For instance, you've already alluded to, you know, the workforce issue regarding tourism. So mm-hmm. whether we're talking about a winery, a restaurant, their shoulder seasons are shrinking. They used to be, you know, maybe like 5 months. Maybe they're more like a 3 month thing now mm-hmm. or 4 months. But still, it's really difficult for any industry, I would think, to employ somebody when you cannot employ them 12 months of the year. So in this instance, also, it's going to affect housing because is somebody going to want to rent a place for a month if they're only going to have a job for, you know, 8-9 months of the year? Mm-hmm. So how is the chamber able to help these kinds of very specific stresses that are facing a large industry here in the county?
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the things that distinguishes us from Quinte West, Belleville, and Kingston sort of surrounding us is that we are, you know, a seasonal economy. And that, I think that's where the Four Season Visitor Partnership comes into play. But we're actively involved through advocacy partnerships and trying to come up with real practical solutions. And that may include supporting workforce transportation initiatives like county transit, advocating for housing solutions that are tied to workforce needs. So whether that be rental housing or purpose-built worker housing, and working closely with partners like the county, employers directly, and community partners on long-term strategies to really build that out, because we know housing doesn't happen overnight, and these are systemic issues that take a long time to resolve, which is why we need to start now to really focus on those. So we may not, you know, build housing ourselves, but we want to ensure that the voice of business is at the table when decisions are being made.
Do you leverage partnerships with government agencies or any other community stakeholders to encourage economic development or help local businesses get stronger?
Absolutely. Collaboration is essential in a community our size, where we really, really need to work together to solve these big issues. So we work closely with municipal staff, elected officials, our regional partners, you know, BIAs, sector organizations, and economic development to sort of strengthen local businesses and making sure that all our efforts are aligned and that we're all pushing in the same direction.
I attended something that you were at, and I heard about this very cool initiative. I don't know if you can speak to it very mm-hmm. much, but the Creative Minds event that took place, what was that, in November at
yes.
the Regent? That was so amazing. Oh my gosh, who the heck catered that? Was fantastic.
It was great that Karen Palmer brought Creative Rural Minds back. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Really, really great. And I know that Creative Minds is, I think, going to be happening again this year, that mm-hmm. Karen is going to probably organize again. So you did sort of allude right there to the BIA, mm-hmm. but now I've heard that all of these are going to be coming together. So the BIA, Visit the County, County Arts, and Prince Edward County Wines, PEC Wines, you're going to be coming together on some projects that the county's economic development officer, Karen Palmer, is going to be helping organize. So I know that you can't probably say much about it because it's just in the beginning stages, mm-hmm. but what can you tell us about this so far?
So what I can tell you is that we submitted a grant application to FedDev to actually build out a Four Season Visitor economy strategy. There's a lot of parts to that, and that's why we need all our partners working together on it, because the chamber really can't do that alone. We really need the support of Visit the County, our BIAs, and the municipality to do that. We're expecting to hear, hopefully, sometime soon. So we'll have more news if that is approved. But yeah, we're looking forward to a lot of other initiatives in 2026. So stay tuned.
Well, when I heard about that kind of collaboration, that is one of those no-brainers. Like, I'm just so excited to hear what might be coming from that. All of those heads together with all of the very specific things that you all know about coming together in one room. Mm-hmm. So looking ahead, what are the most exciting developments or events or opportunities that businesses can look forward to in the coming year with the Chamber's involvement?
So first and foremost, we've got some upcoming breakfast networking events coming up, one coming up at the end of this year. There will be more details soon. Of course, our marquee event on February 5th is our PEC Business Excellence Awards. Tickets are available now at pecbusinessexcellenceawards.com. But there's also going to be other collaborative initiatives, as we mentioned. We're going to be expanding our advocacy efforts and new and more opportunities for businesses to network and gain visibility. We worked with ECDEV on the BR&E, the Business Retention Expansion Survey on professional services. And one of the things came out of it was that they wanted more opportunities to network and collaborate and meet and partner. So we'll hopefully be working on more of those. So there's strong, there's strong momentum, and businesses are increasingly stepping up to shape the county's future. We've heard the word over and over again. If there's one word I can use to describe county businesses, that's resilience. Through thick and thin, our businesses have been really resilient and adapting to the economy and to the needs of their customers.
If people want to find out about things like your breakfast networking and other things that you're working on, the different mm-hmm. kinds of memberships, maybe we can go into detail more about your memberships next time that you're on the Tuesday Grapevine.
Yeah.
How do they... and also, you have something. We didn't talk about that. You have this open door policy, right?
Yes.
If people want to come with their coffee in their mug, they come and talk to you about some ideas?
Very much so. I firmly believe that the chamber should be accessible and appropriate. Approachable to all, not just our members. I want our office to act as a hub for business. So if a business owner wants to grab a coffee, share an idea, or raise a concern, my door is always open at the Armory. That connection is critical to understanding the needs and concerns of businesses. And that also extends to, we are the satellite office for MP Chris Millett's Prince Edward County office, twice a month. Yeah, second and fourth Friday of the month. So that office is always an open door.
Okay, and how do people get a hold of you or find out more about the chamber, find out more about the breakfast networking? Now, that's open to members, obviously.
Yep.
Okay.
So best thing to do is visit pecchamber.com or our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky. We're not on that other messaging platform anymore.
Okay. Awesome. Duarte Da Silva, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Suzanne.
And we'll see you in about 3 months' time. So Duarte Da Silva, CEO of Chamber of Commerce, is going to be on quarterly this year to talk about all the different things that the Chamber is up to. After this message, we are going to be speaking with Hillary Fennell. So they've got five different projects that they're working on, all these action teams that are being put together by community residents. Really, really fantastic initiatives. Today, we are going to be talking all about the Poverty Reduction Action Plan right after this.